takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this hump day Wednesday, January 14, 2026 edition. State Senator and Chair of the Michigan Republican Party, Jim Runstead, sent out a letter yesterday to the Supreme Court Administrative Office demanding, quote, immediate policy changes, quote, end quote, to address what he said are allegations of fraud upon the court. Runstead put out in a press release that Michigan litigants are being denied their constitutional right to confront fraud in our courtrooms. In his letter, Senator Runstead claims the current system lacks meaningful mechanisms to confront such allegations, which undermines the judicial proceedings and denies litigants a fair process. When someone alleges that fraud has been perpetrated upon a court, there is no clear procedure to investigate these very serious claims, Runstead said in his statement. Cases in courtrooms move forward as if nothing happened, and honest parties are left without recourse. This is unacceptable. The current system is a betrayal of justice and judicial integrity. Parties deserve a fair process to present evidence when they believe the court has been deceived. Our courts should be bastions of truth, not venues where fraud allegations are swept under the rug because there's no procedure to address them, end quote, said the statement. Well, a spokesperson for the Supreme Court Administrative Office said the court had received the letter and is working on a reply. Runstead said he plans to pursue legislative policy changes to address this issue, but said that the SCAO could act immediately through an administrative directive. Runstead proposes that the SCAO immediately stay any proceedings except those investigating fraud allegations, and that the costs shall be assessed against the appropriate party, depending on who, if anyone, is shown to have committed fraud. So, pretty interesting letter that Senator Runstead sent and claims he is going to create legislation to address it if they don't do it themselves. He says administrative policy change could take care of it. Well, the new Board of Education passed a resolution yesterday during their meeting that supports passage of three state Senate bills that would prohibit immigration enforcement in hospitals, schools, and churches. The board voted 5-1. Calling for passage of Senate bills 508, 509, and 510, and said that policymakers need to take child safety as a priority. and that the board members are committed to speaking out when children could be placed in harm's way. Republican board member Nikki Snyder introduced an amendment to the resolution on behalf of fellow Republican board member Tom McMillan, who had to leave the board meeting early. Snyder said, "I think that there's a serious lack of transparency in all of this. If I'm researching the incident that happened within the foundation of this resolution, I would ask board members if anyone has seen the full video of what happened." Snyder was, of course, referring to the shooting death of Renee Good in Minnesota. She then laid out what the video had been shown by news agencies and across social media. There is a reality here where the law is such that you are not to enter our country illegally. When an American breaks the law, they are separated from their children because they broke the law. The resolutions that Snyder read in didn't get a second from the Democrat-controlled board and did not get a vote. Board President Pamela Pugh called out Good's name and said the entire situation shouldn't have happened. "I do want to note that I brought this to the table a month to the date of that because this, to me, was foreseeable. And we have legislature and senators who have proposed bills because they see the harm." Two, by the way, is running for the 35th state senate seat. Even while she's board president of the Michigan State Board of Education. So she claims she had the foresight to bring this resolution forward a month before the Good shooting. So we'll see where this goes with regards to the Senate. Senate bills 508, 509, and 510. Let's see, where was that other story? I had that other story pulled up. Oh, shoot, where did it go? Oh, here it is. Yes, thank you. Republican United States Congressman Tom Barrett rejected attacks made by a 501c4 that he cut Medicaid and Medicare funding and shot back by questioning how this dark money group is even organized. During this campaign cycle already, Michigan Families for Fair Care, MFFC, has spent more than $1 million on TV and internet ads criticizing Congressman Barrett based on figures collected by Ad Impact. Nearly all of the spending came in the fourth quarter of 2024. Their claims, Barrett says, are false and misleading. And they're taking advantage of vulnerable people and preying on their emotions, end quote, said Barrett. He did not describe who funds this organization and why he considers it dark money. However, according to InfluenceWatch.org, the organization is funded by 1630 Fund, very far left leaning lobbying and advocacy organization that was created back in 2009. It has long been called a hub of dark money. Because the organization is a 501c4, it is not required to disclose its donors. Barrett's media availability was noteworthy in that after numerous media outreaches, by Michigan Families for Fair Care and related groups against the politically vulnerable Republican member of Congress, Barrett finally hosted a press conference of his own and directed a response. In Washington, the National Republican Congressional Committee echoed those same sentiments in their statement via their spokesperson, Zach Bannon, denouncing this group, Michigan Families for Fair Care, and quoting the Washington Examiner story that there's nothing local from Michigan about these campaigns against Barrett. They also gave way to more detail on the financing of the organization, attributing most of its dark money from, yep, you got it, George Soros, a Hungarian-American investor who's donated to Arbella Advisors, who owns the 1630 Fund. Well, Barrett's press conference appeared to be preemptive to the MFFC's conference held later last night to promote the new ad they're rolling out. Jill Murphy, regional director of the MFFC, said the ad aims to hold Barrett accountable for his record on voting to cut access to health care for working families and the tax breaks he's delivered to millionaires and corporations. Of course, referring to him voting for the One Big Beautiful Bill. The event featured local residents from the ad, as well as advocates who spoke about their fight for affordable health care. Well, Barrett, challenged the stipulation made by the organization that he voted to cut funding for Medicare and Medicaid, and that he cut Medicaid for 260,000 Michiganders, saying nothing could be further from the truth. He added that Medicare program remains in full effect and that the funding continues to increase every single year under the federal government's 10-year budget projection. Barrett simply pointed to the work he's done to weed out those who were fraudulently taking advantage of Medicaid, those he attributed to being illegal immigrants, and those who have graduated out of the program, able-bodied single men who are not seeking work. He said the Democrats are worried about illegal immigration because they are ineligible for benefits anyway. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigan's first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Want to remind you, two events coming up in July that I want you to mark your calendars for now in advance. So you can't be using the excuse, oh, something else is already planned. No, you can't do that. 4th of July party. Saturday, 4th of July. Big rock concert party going to be held at Liberty Mountain USA down in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. We're working on the lineup of the groups, and it's going to be a huge rock concert. This radio station is going to be a part of it. We're excited, and it's going to be fun. Bring your family, bring your friends. It is going to be a fantastic party. At the end of the night, when the music's done playing, there is going to be a huge fireworks display. This fireworks display will be something that you will remember for the rest of your lives. You need to come just to see the fireworks. It's going to be awesome. Then, 2 weeks later, July 18th, Saturday, in Central Lake, Michigan, Antrim County, the Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast. All the candidates will be invited to come and speak to us right before the August 4th primary. So you'll be able to hear them, ask questions, engage with them, and maybe decide who you want to vote for on the August 4th primary. Again, it's going to be Saturday, July 18th in Central Lake. So text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you a link directly to acconservatives.org. There's a post there that explains everything about the event. There's also a donate button in the top right corner. After you read the story, you'll see ticket prices, $40 for adults, $20 for the teenagers, and the kids 12 and under are going to be free. Click on donate, put in the dollar amount that you need to pay for your tickets. If you're buying more than one ticket, go to the box note to seller and put in the names of everybody that you're buying tickets for, and then donate. And again, this will be on our PayPal account, not yours. You don't need one. You're going to be accessing our PayPal account. When you make the donation, you'll get an email receipt from our PayPal account. And that is your ticket to the event. Either print out that email or take a picture of it and show it to the security person at the gate, and they'll check you off the spreadsheet. So again, Saturday, July 18th, Central Lake, Michigan, It's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal event. Looking forward to seeing you guys at actually both of these events in July. Also, this month, the last day of January, not this Saturday, but 2 weeks from this Saturday, January 31st, the 9th Congressional District is hosting a debate forum for the candidates for Secretary of State. Right now, the three candidates on the Republican side are being hosted by the 9th Congressional District Republican Party. It's going to be a church on Rochester Road in Oakland Township. Ticket prices are very affordable. It's only $10 as a donation. And it is going to also be streamed live. So for our friends up in the UP, you won't have to drive all the way down to Rochester to watch it. But it's going to be carried live, and you'll be able to even send in questions via a chat message box. Those attending in person will be able to write out questions on cards, as well as the candidates taking questions from the moderator, Laura Logan, as well as Seth Kessel. They both agreed to be the moderators for the event. The event is planned right now to be 2 hours long, so all of the questions can be answered. Looking forward very much to attending this event. If you'd like, they link to their website, midistrict9.org. Just text me SOS. SOS for Secretary of State, and my phone will send you the link directly to their website where you can RSVP and you can get your tickets. That is, again, 2 weeks from this Saturday, January 31st, starting at 1 o'clock. And again, the event will be streamed live, so you can see it via a video link. Be able to sit in the comfort of your own home on Saturday, January 31st, and watch it online. Well, we're looking forward to a couple of meetings this afternoon. We're going to be out traveling around northern Michigan talking to some folks, making some phone calls. We'll give you a full detail report tomorrow. One of the things that we're looking at is getting more sponsors for this year. So if you know a business that you think would appreciate our show, appreciate the radio station's music, give them my phone number. I'd love to give them a call and tell them that you told me to give them a call, and see if they'd be interested in being a new sponsor on the show and on the radio station. My number again, 231-360-5140. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remember.